Unit 55, The Wheel. We often hear so-and-so is a big wheel. We mean, of course, that the person is important. He or she makes things go round. Well, the real wheel also makes things go round. Without the wheel today, civilization would be impossible. Over 100 boxcars are loaded with cargo. One locomotive pulls them all. The 747 races down the runway. About 500 people are on the rocket with wheels and wings. How would these vehicles move at all without the wheel? As children, we'd jump on a bicycle or wagon and off we'd go. We never gave these wheeled vehicles a thought. Yet, the wheel was a great invention. Who was the genius who thought of it? There was no single genius. Things happened in bits and pieces. Some happened by chance and some by design. But it took hundreds and perhaps thousands of years of chance and insight. Think of heavy dugout canoes and boats. They were rolled down to the shores on logs. There was no lifting or carrying, just rolling. Small chunks of log and rotted centers. Putting a sapling through two of these chunks made an axle. After that, it was easy. This was the beginning of the solid wheel. The time was the 4th millennium BC. The spoked wheel came next, in about 2000 BC. The place was along the Tigris River in present-day Iraq. Wheels with spokes were for chariots. These were the chariots for racing. These were the wheels for battle. The solid wheel was first. After that, refinements were a sure bet.